It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
Today's segment's about tips for moms and daughters to look glamorous this back-to-school season. But I gotta tell you, this also applies to our listeners that are dads like myself and have sons, because it's not just about beauty, but ways to keep things organized. And beauty and style should just be part of your back-to-school prep. And today I've got a guest with me that's an expert on the subject, Jill Seaman. She's a beauty and style editor. More importantly, she's married and has two kids, and I'm gonna let her talk to us about it, but she contributes regularly to Babbel and Glam.com and Elizabeth Street and many others, and has her own blog called Glamamom. And that's why I wanted to have her on. Jill, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, David.
You know, I was just mentioning, you know, that the title of the segment is about moms and daughters to look glamorous as we head back into the school season. You know, I'm a single dad and all, but you talk about beauty and style as being part of a back-to-school prep. Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, you know, after a leisurely summer, everyone's off their game. And, you know, when you get back to school, you tend to be on a more strict schedule. And for parents in particular, the new year doesn't really start January 1st. It's August or September with the start of the new school year.
Definitely.
Exactly. And it can be very chaotic as everyone adjusts to the new routine. And so in moments of chaos, what tends to happen, particularly with parents, is they put the needs of their children first, and then they find themselves scrambling and not taking as good a care of themselves as they can. And so I think the key really, and I'm not preaching this whatsoever, these are tips mm-hmm. as much, you know, as reinforcement for myself as they are for others. It's really about taking the time to plan just a little bit ahead of time and adding small things to your back-to-school list for yourself the same way you would, you know, some new clothes for your kids, their school supplies, maybe add to the list the few beauty products or a few new clothing items that will make a difference for you in the mornings to help you get ready quickly and still feel put together.
Well, you just brought up a unique twist, because as we go into this, I'm thinking, you know, taking care of more of the kids. And you know, I can tell you what I go through trying to shop for my son, especially as he got older and became more, I'm going to say, difficult to shop for, even though he had simpler styles. But you even talk about, as parents, things we can do then to simplify our lives during this, I'm going to say, chaotic time.
Absolutely. I like to start the new year with a few new beauty products. And I'm not talking about going out and buying a ton of new makeup. I'm talking about simple one or two go-to products that I need in the morning when I have 30 seconds to just jump out of the shower. And for me personally, that happens to be a great, you know, tinted moisturizer with SPF. If I get that on my face, it evens me out and I can run out the door and not feel completely naked. And there are great drugstore brands that you can grab, or even at the supermarket. You know, just a few examples. Olay has a 7-in-1 formula. Aveeno has one. And really, the key is finding products that work double duty. I'm a huge fan of that. So really,
so you're talking multifunctional
exactly.
products that can save us time in the morning. That's a great
exactly.
idea.
Exactly. Okay. You know, all body moisturizers, face moisturizers, they should have your SPF. They should have anti-aging ingredients. And so you just need a couple of things on your vanity so that you can really go in the morning, but you're still taking care of all the things you would if you had an hour to get ready.
When you talked about one, even a body lotion, because sometimes they take a while to rub in and absorb, and then you have to get dressed, and sometimes you're waiting, and you were describing this to me you know, on the break before we got started. What do you suggest for that?
Sure. Well, Vaseline has a new spray-and-go moisturizer, which is basically, mm-hmm. you know, it's not an aerosol spray, but it is a spray that you can just spray on your body, rub. It dries immediately, and you can run out the door. Again, this is less than $10, something you can pick up at the drugstore or the supermarket. And it really does make a difference for some moms. You know, some mom and dads, they really won't even wear moisturizer because they just feel it's an extra step in the morning. But if it takes you 10 seconds, and it's right there, and you just bought it, and it's part of your routine, you'll probably use it. So So
it's, you laugh. It's I'm always in the lab, and of course I'm doing the radio show and all. But I remember years ago the story. I'm a single dad, so I'm raising my son, and the guy who was styling my hair is sitting there going, you know, Dave, we're going to style it this way or that way. And I said, look, I just want it really short so I don't have to worry about it. And he says it'll take 10 minutes.
Right.
He goes, it'll take just 10 minutes to fix it every morning. And I said, well, 10 minutes times, you know, 7 days a week times 52 weeks in a year, you've really taken up a week and a half of my work time if you think about it. Styling my hair. So even just 10 minutes in the morning makes a huge difference by the end of the year. So I'm like, no, I need everything in 60 seconds or less. And that's what you're really giving some of our listeners here, some tips of how we can be better organized and shave just a minute or two off our time in the morning so we can either get that extra minute of sleep that we all desperately need.
Exactly, and I really don't even think it's 10 minutes. It's probably, when I list out my beauty routine, it looks kind of high maintenance. But, you know, once you do it every single day, I really think I do it in less than a minute. And there's, quite a few products, but really I'm just putting them on very quickly. I've just planned a little bit ahead of time. It's really that prep. You just need to think about it and then have everything on hand so it's just part of your day, you know, in the same way that you would maybe plan out your children's outfits for the day, maybe ahead of time the night before, or you wake up an hour early.
I was going to say that because you have something you call a go-to uniform. And I
do.
Why don't you tell our listeners what that is.
I do. It probably stems from the fact that I went to Catholic school and I wore a uniform through 12th grade. I love being able to just get up in the morning and have something that I can throw on. And for me, that happens to just be a pair of dark wash jeans, a T-shirt, a blazer, and a pair of flats. And it sounds really simple, but if you make sure each season that you just maybe buy something new. Again, doesn't have to be super expensive, just something new that you're maintaining so that it's crisp and it makes you feel good. You know ahead of time, I have my go-to. And nobody's looking at you saying, wow, she wore those jeans yesterday. It's just something other than, you know, I've read and I've heard moms talk about fearing getting out of the car at school drop-off because they're afraid someone's going to see them in their sweatpants or their yoga pants or their workout clothes. And it really doesn't have to be that way. If you just have a few key pieces, you know, really 3 or 4 pieces that you can throw on and still feel put together. And, you know, that could be having a beautiful colored scarf or a statement necklace, just really quick things. And it doesn't look overdone, and it takes 2 seconds. I mean, you have to get dressed anyway. It might as well be something that you've thought about and makes you feel good.
Well, I've got a couple what I'm going to call go-to uniforms that I have hanging in my closet. So the days I oversleep or am groggy or dragging, I can just quickly grab. For me, it's a pair of jeans and a polo shirt. But, it's casual, but it makes it, you know, very simple. I kind of have a few of those in the back of the closet for those days so I can quickly not miss a beat.
Exactly. Men tend to be better about that because they're a little more simple. They don't need as much in their wardrobe. You know, women have closets full of clothes, and they tend to wear the same items over and over again. So really, the key is honing in on what those items are that you wear most and making sure you're keeping that updated and fresh so that you can just go directly to that. You don't have to follow every trend as long as you have a few pieces that make you feel great and you can put on very quickly.
I agree with you. I'll go back to us men are very simple and basic. No, it's all
it's
about keeping life simple.
It's not a bad thing.
Well, and I even kept, you know, you talk about organizing things. My son, when he was younger, I had to pack his school lunch. And the way to make sure I didn't forget it in the morning, because it's very simple to race out the door and forget my briefcase or my head if it wasn't attached. So I used to put the keys in the fridge next to his lunch. So there was no way I could lock the door or start the car without getting his lunch out of the fridge. It became a lifesaver, though. When you're a parent on the go, as we all get back into the swing of it, you've got to form these habits. And so you know, that's a tip that I can share. But you're going to run out of time here. So I just want to share. I mean, you've brought some great tips. What I thought was going to be more about getting the kids ready for school isn't just about getting the kids ready and keeping them organized, even have a go-to uniform for them, but ways we can do it to simplify our lives. So at the crazy time of getting back to school, everything's very organized, simple. We don't have to stress about it, and everything just falls into place. So I want to thank our guest today, Jill Seaman, for joining us. I invite you to check out her website and her blogs at, well, Facebook.com, Glamamom, and check it out for some more tips. I want to thank you for listening today. I'm David Pollack. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay tuned, stay beautiful, and stay well.